It's your show now, so what's it gonna be? 'Cause people will tune in. How many train wrecks do we need to see before we lose touch? Oh, and we thought this was low. Well, it's bad getting worse. So where'd all the good people go?
Robin Hood Radio presents Jill Goodman and Cosmic Logic.
Cosmic Logic Lab, 15 November 2019. Mercury retrograde? Better and less nefarious than Sprint's maintenance update? Or T-Mobile's third-party vendor issue? Verizon and AT&T did not answer questions. AP 8 November, quote, if you woke up Thursday to a weird text that seemed totally out of place, you aren't alone. A mysterious wave of missives swept America's phones overnight, delivering largely unintelligible messages from friends, family, and the occasional ex. Friends who hadn't talked to each other in months were jolted into chatting. Others briefly panicked. The best explanation seems to be that old texts sent in the spring suddenly went through. Two people said they figured out the original messages were never received. It's not clear why this months-long delay happened. Phone companies blamed others and offered no further explanations, unquote. Bloomberg, 9 November, quote, New York's Department of Financial Services is opening a probe into Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated's credit card practices after a viral tweet from a tech entrepreneur alleged gender discrimination in the new Apple Card's algorithms when determining credit limits. A series of posts starting 7 November railed against the Apple Card for giving him 20 times the credit limit that his wife got. The tweets, many of which contained profanity, immediately gained traction online, even attracting comment from Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. The Woz said, "The same thing happened to us. I got 10 times the credit limit. We have no separate bank or credit card accounts or any separate assets. Hard to get to a human for a correction, though. It's big tech in 2019. Unquote.
Cosmic Logic with Jill Goodman, recorded in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.